With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's four more years for Donald Trump after 4 years without him. He's defeated Democrat Kamala Harris in the race for the White House.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
His lengthy to-do list includes recapturing energy independence, securing the border, reviving the economy, putting the nation's fiscal house in order. Mr. Trump, with no illusions about what lies ahead.
The task before us will not be easy, but I will bring every ounce of energy, spirit, and fight that I have in my soul to the job that you've entrusted to me. This is a great job. There's no job like this. This is the most important job in the world.
And Republicans have taken the Senate majority for the first time in 4 years. Control of the House remains in question, with many outstanding races having yet to be called. Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota voters rejecting pro-abortion ballot measures. In Florida, a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy remains in effect. Pro-abortion initiatives did pass muster in seven other states. The stock market reacting to Donald Trump's election win with a powerful rally. Wall Street's benchmarks blasted off first thing this morning.
The Dow opened 1,100 points higher as Wall Street, Elon Musk's Tesla, banks, and Bitcoin all stormed higher following Donald Trump's win in Tuesday's presidential election. The S&P 500 rose 2%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 1.9%. Investors expect Mr. Trump's victory to lead to faster economic growth and more market-friendly policies.
Correspondent Jeremy House looking at the benchmarks on Wall Street. The Dow is up just over 1,300 points. The NASDAQ trading 407 points higher. This is SRN News. More chaos for one women's volleyball team.
San Jose State squad has been making headlines all season because of a man who is playing on the team. Several other schools have forfeited games against San Jose State, and now an assistant coach with the team has been suspended after filing a Title IX complaint against the man. A growing chorus of women's voices are being raised against the practice of letting males compete against females, warning that this practice will soon kill women's sports entirely. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Airlines says it will extend its ban on flights to Israel until September of next year. Experts say other major U.S. carriers will likely follow suit. The decision stems from security concerns surrounding the ongoing war in Gaza, but it will likely hurt the Israeli economy. Tourism is an important income stream for the Jewish state, and if big U.S. airlines will not fly there, a lot of Americans will have to put off trips. The all-important holiday season is looming, a time when travel to Israel typically picks up. SRN News. Recapping the hour's lead story, former President Trump is our president-elect, defeating Kamala Harris. A mixed outcome for ballot measures at the state level.
A costly campaign to legalize marijuana has failed in Florida, falling short of the supermajority needed for passage. The amendment was one of several high-profile marijuana measures being considered in states Tuesday, alongside 10 states that were settling measures on abortion and reproductive rights. The ballot featured more than 140 measures in states. Several states passed amendments barring non-citizens from voting, something already banned by federal law. California passed a measure strengthening penalties for certain crimes. Among the proposals defeated were school choice measures in Kentucky and Nebraska, a redistricting measure in Ohio, and the elimination of most property taxes in North Dakota. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
And in Los Angeles, a former federal prosecutor, Nathan Huckman, has won election as the L.A. County District Attorney, defeating George Gascon, unseating the incumbent known as the godfather of progressive prosecutors. More details, SRNNews.com.